Welcome to ACAP, the Florida Bar's Attorney Consumer Assistance Program. Your call may be monitored for training purposes and quality assurances. For English, press 1.
ACAP, how may I help you?
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Doherty. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name is Brenna.
Okay. The reason I'm calling is I was a student at Bear University School of Law in Orlando and was ill and hospitalized, and they would not allow me to take my midterms, and therefore I had to take a leave of absence. During that time, they did not pay my health insurance premium, which I sent to them. They misappropriated it, and I have all these charges now. And they also sent back my student loan, so they're telling me I owe them $9,000. I'm getting ready to file a bar complaint.
Okay.
But I'm calling you
first.
Against the dean, Leticia Diaz.
Okay, so the Florida Bar can only handle complaints against licensed practicing eligible attorneys.
She is a licensed eligible attorney.
Okay. But I'm sorry, I just was confused by what was going on. So basically, one of your teachers has caused an issue here. And
no, the
he
academic
is an attorney.
Dean caused an issue.
Okay, but she is a licensed attorney?
Yes, she is.
Okay, what I can do is put you through to our hotline to discuss this issue with one of our staff attorneys to see if we can help you resolve it without the formal complaint, maybe save a little time for you. If that doesn't seem to be possible, then of course the formal complaint would be the route to go, and then you would go ahead and mail that in. Would you like me to try that now?
Sure.
Okay.
This is Ted Littlewood. May I help you?
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Doherty. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Let me take a look at the notes that our program assistant just took from you. I'll get right with you.
Yes, sir. We're in a recorded line. Is that right?
Well, it may be. We may have people that are on the line, essentially, just to learn how the system operates so they can train to answer the phone and so forth.
If you're saying we may be on a recorded line, that means we may be on a recorded line. That's okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. And Ms. Doherty, is your first name Elizabeth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I see you're calling about Ms. Diaz.
That's correct.
And I'm not quite following why you're calling the Florida Bar. Is Ms. Diaz your attorney?
No.
Okay. What can I help you with?
I was a student at Bear University School of Law in Orlando.
Okay.
I became ill. I was hospitalized. During that time, midterms took place. They would not allow me to take my midterms immediately after the midterms occurred.
Mm-hmm.
They encouraged me to take a leave of absence, which I did. I continued to pay my health insurance with the school, and they misappropriated my health insurance so that I was charged another $10,000 in health care costs. And at the same time, they sent back my student loan money and sent me a bill for $9,000. So currently I can't get a letter of good standing, even though I was in good standing prior to that.
Right.
And I can't attend another law school. So I have $120,000 in student debt and no law degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to work this out for a year with these people in a reasonable way.
Well, I hear your frustration, but it sounds like if you've already tried everything you can do to informally resolve it and you think the school was in the wrong, it may be that it's time for you to consult with an attorney to help you to see what your legal options might be.
I've talked to 20 different attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
None of them will take the case because they don't want to sue a law school in Orlando.
Right. Right. And have you tried to speak to or checked with attorneys outside the Orlando area?
Yes,
because
I have. I've checked in Jacksonville and Tampa and Georgia.
Right.
None
right.
of them will do it.
Right.
So
well,
my only remedy is a bar complaint. And, you know, I understand you're here to give me advice, but it's not really up to you. I can file it either way and you have to address it.
Well, you certainly can file it, but based on what I'm hearing you say, it may well be that, unless there's something I'm missing here, that you would get a letter back from us explaining that it appears to be a civil matter and explaining that the Florida bar disciplinary process is not a substitute for the civil court system.
How do you reconcile that? How do you say in your mind that this is a civil matter?
Well, because I'm not seeing or hearing you say anything that Ms. Diaz may have done that might constitute ethical misconduct.
Really?
I understand that you believe that the school's personnel policies or policies regarding the student and health care and so forth.
I think it was arbitrary.
Maybe wrong, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there was some sort of ethical misconduct involved.
It doesn't necessarily mean that it's not what you're saying either.
Okay, I can't prejudge a complaint, Ms. Dougherty. If you want to file a complaint, we'll certainly take a look at it. And the way you start the process is you fill out a Florida Bar complaint form and mail it to us. And you can either download that from our website or we can put one in the mail to you to fill out.
I'm aware of the process. What is your name, sir?
My first name is Ted, T-E-D. My last name is spelled L-I-T-T-L-E-W-O-O-D. All right, so you don't want me to mail you a complaint form because you're going to download it.
That's correct. I appreciate your time, sir.
You're quite welcome.
Bye-bye.